This is Dr. Mansoor Khan, dictating cardiology clinic. Dictating new patient history and physical, and patient name is Laura Goldstein. Account number 41946. Goldstein is G-O-L-D as in David, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, E-I-N as in Nancy. Date of birth is 19th of February 1978. Reason for visit is near syncope. History of present illness, Miss Laura Goldstein. 32-year-old lady with history of ADHD and polycystic ovarian syndrome, was in her usual state of health when Wednesday night, while at rest watching TV, she started to have hot sensation all over, followed by sweating and cramp in her stomach, after which she started to have some lightheadedness, and she thought that she was going to pass out, but she did not. Period. Patient yesterday went to emergency room where she had almost similar episode, but again she did not pass out, and at that time her vital signs were okay. Period. According to patient, she had one another episode in April of 2010. Period. Patient denies having any chest pain, palpitation, shortness of breath, orthopnea, PND, or leg swelling. Period. Next up is personal history, significant for ADHD and polycystic ovarian syndrome. Period. Patient has an history of diabetes, hypertension, mitral infarction, stroke, lung, liver, or kidney disease, bleeding disorder, or hyperglycemia. Period. Medications: Adderall for ADHD, metformin 1 gram orally twice a day, spironolactone 100 milligram twice a day, thyroid supplement, which she quit approximately 2 months ago. Period. No known allergies, no known drug allergies. Social history: patient drinks and smokes, used to smoke socially. Patient quit smoking 2 days ago. Period. Denies any drug abuse. Period. Family history: negative for mitral infarction or sudden death. Both parents had hypertension. Have hypertension and hyperglycemia. Mom has diabetes. Pacific history: left knee surgery. Period. Ribia system, cardiovascular, negative for chest pain or palpitation, respiratory negative for shortness of breath or cough, constitution negative for pain and chills, musculoskeletal negative for edema and cyanosis, neuro significant for near syncopal episode last Wednesday night, endocrine significant for possible hypothyroidism, physical examination, middle-aged lady in acute cardiopulmonary disease, heart is 71, blood pressure 96 over 18 left arm, 100 over 18 right arm, respirations 18, temperature febrile, weight 163 pounds, HEENT, non-alcoholic, exocomal muscles intact, neck, jugular vessels normal, no critical buoy lungs, normal respiratory rate, clear to auscultation, heart regular rate and rhythm, normal essence, tumor, cigar, abdomen, soft, non-tender extremities, no edema. Chart review, electrocardiogram done today is normal. Assessment plan. Vasovagal Syncope period. I have discussed case at length with patient. Period patient had been on spironolactone 100 milligram twice a day, and it is possible that it had made her dehydrated, and that's why she had the episode of near syncope period. I have asked patient to keep herself well hydrated. Period. Her symptoms are quite infrequent. That her last episode was in April of 2010, and therefore at this point in time, pharmacological management with either florinef or beta blocker is not indicated unless she starts having more frequent episodes. Period. Patient was also advised about compression stockings. Period. At this point in time, we have mutually agreed to closely observe rather than any intervention. Period. Patient will follow with me on an as needed basis. Period. This is the end. Thanks. Please send a copy to primary care physician Dr. Rudolph Marin, MARIN, and OBGYN Dr. James Walsh. Thank you.